outside. It's me. Baby, come on. Open your window. Babe, don't make me come up there. Babe. Babe, you open the window? Well, that was rude. Ouch. Cut myself a little bit there. Don't worry, not much. Hi, baby. How are you? You look so, so, so good. Are those new pajamas? Well, boxer briefs, I mean. I know you don't wear much to bed. Not these days, anyway. Why are you backing away? Huh? It's me, baby, the love of your life. Broke up? You just said we were taking a break, so I gave you the space you obviously needed, because I'm a good girlfriend. I'm not crazy. I definitely had to respect your boundaries. Well, you know, at least the ones that aren't stupid or silly. Oh, baby, what are you doing with that phone of yours? Oh, that was stupid. Help! Help me! Help! Oh, help! Good boy. Now, toss the phone on the bed. It's not gonna do you any good. Now, go sit on the bed, because there's some things I want us to talk about. Now, when you said I wanted to take a break, at first I was upset. Let's just say I'm definitely not getting the deposit back at my apartment. But I thought to myself, well, what's a few weeks when your goal is forever after? So I waited, and waited, and waited, and waited, and you never called, texted, even liked my fucking Instagram stories. In fact, you unfollowed me. You unfollowed me and blocked me on everything. Like a fucking coward. So I thought to myself, oh, maybe he's just really committing to having some time apart. This could be good for us. But no, nothing came of it. I was just left with nothing. And so I watched you from afar. Respectfully, I gave you your space, and you had the fucking audacity to look that happy without me, which was fine, I get it. Sometimes it can be a bit much. Maybe I'm a little too attentive, sure, I'll give you that. But then, I saw you with her. You started dating someone else. Is that what the break was for? Huh? So you could dip your dick in some other cunt? That is what really hurt, baby. That's when I knew you were just being a coward again and not realizing what a good woman you have right in front of you. See, I figured out your problem. You think a woman can fix you, so you keep bouncing from one to the other, and then once you realize she can't, you try to find someone else who can. You're too fucking delusional to realize you are the problem. You are the toxic one. You are the one who needs to fix himself, not us. Oh, but Dr. Cyrus, I don't give a fuck what that quack doctor thinks. Did you hear he's sleeping with one of his former patients? That's who you're getting your advice from? No, you're not seeing him anymore. In fact, you're not seeing anyone anymore. Sorry if there's a little glass on this rag, baby. This was the same rag I punched out your window with. There could still be plenty of chloroform on it, though. God, I hope I didn't use too much. It could kill you. Let's take a break now. Stop struggling. You'll be up soon enough. Oh, you're up. Good, good. Good morning, afternoon, or night, baby. Time is a privilege you no longer have the right to. You'll get that back when you learn to start communicating better. Hurt you? Why would I hurt you? You're so easily amenable. Plus, I love you. Knocking you out is one thing, but actually hurting my baby? Why do you think so little of me, baby? Is that what you'd prefer, though? Someone who hurts you? Punishes you? With their hands? Cuts you? Hits you? Makes you feel pain? Made you flinch! See? You couldn't handle a little clap near your face, let alone a slap. No, I don't need to resort to that with you. And that's because you're weak. You've always been weak. And that's what drew you to me. I saw all of that weakness as just an opportunity to make you stronger. There is strength in depending on a good woman. What's that phrase? Behind every good man is a good woman. And that's me, baby, the fucking jackpot for a whimpering little boy like you. Do you really think it matters exactly where you are? Okay, sure, I'll tell you. You're at 1602 Barry Avenue. Recognize it? Nope. All right, that's what I thought. In terms of what we're in, well, this is a nice soundproof glass cage. Yes, baby, just like that TV show. Very cool, right? There's some very, very big fans of that show online, and they all like to talk to one another, and some of them are very helpful and very smart, and they gave me all the instructions to make it. The owner of this lot thought I was just using it to store old books. Either way, he's never here. The place runs itself. Well, darling, the reason I'm putting you here is what I'd like to call a unique form of immersion therapy. You are clearly afraid of what we have and just how much personal and emotional work you need to do. So we're going to keep you here as long as we need in order to make sure you get better. You need to learn how to be a decent partner instead of ghosting me and all of the other women before me. All because you simply don't know how to let yourself be happy. Yes, I know about your exes. I know that this is a pattern with you, baby. Women have to support each other. When I reached out to your exes, they told me all about you. We all had a lot of things in common. Really nice girls. You definitely have a type, don't you? The only difference between me and them, though, is that I was actually willing to fight for you, baby. Fight for us. That's why we're special. No one else, not your exes, your therapists, your parents, your friends, or coworkers, would do the things I've done to make us happy. Oh, are you scared? Or are you just upset because you know I'm right? I watched you self-sabotage every element of our relationship in just the smallest little microscopic ways, and I let them go because I figured you were going through something. I'm a patient person, baby, but everyone has their limits. Now, I think one thing you need to understand is how to be a good partner. Being a good partner involves giving back to someone who has given you a lot. Now, I'm gonna untie you, and you're gonna be a good boy and do what I say, aren't you? Good boy. Stay in your chair. Take off your pants. Now. Do you want to leave your cage? Then do as I fucking say. You could kill me, but do you really want to deal with all of that? You couldn't even deal with just breaking up with me outright. Shut the fuck up and do as I say, and maybe I'll feed you something good tonight. Now, open your hand. Start jerking off. Now. Why? Why? Because you need to learn to love yourself, you stupid boy. This is a you problem, not a me problem. I've done enough for you. Now it's time to help yourself. There's a good boy. You know, I really do love you. This is torture for me. My pussy is fucking soaked right now. Just having you here and choosing not to fuck you. Here, look. Do you fucking see that? These panties are ruined. Here, you can use my pussy juice to jerk off. Good boy, keep going. I want you to get yourself right on the edge. I want you to feel every single inch of your cock as your hand strokes up and down that nice dick. Notice how your palm just glides up and down, brushing over the veins. Feel how tight your grip is and how it might tighten more as it gets closer to coming. Notice how it gets bigger as you get closer and closer and closer and closer to coming all over yourself. Go faster. Keep getting to that edge. Ride it. I want you to feel just how close you are to achieving happiness. Feel how badly you want it. Now, are you gonna just keep edging, or are you gonna ask to come? Good boy. Come for me. Come all over yourself. Come as hard as you fucking can for me. I want you to make the biggest fucking mess you can. Ah. There it is. Good boy. Oh, look at what you did. What a fucking good boy. So messy. Just like I said. I'm gonna clean you up now, baby. I know you're sensitive, but part of loving yourself is giving into self-care, and being clean is certainly one element of it. No, 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 don't push me away. You need to get cleaned. My mouth is the perfect thing for this. To see you stuck to keeping fruit in your diet. Oh, fuck, that tastes good. Now, I think it's your turn to take care of me, baby. Now that you've taken the time to love yourself, you can love someone else. And that person will always be me. Do you see now? Just really, really how fucking wet you made me. Just watching you stroke that perfect cock of yours and bust all over yourself just fucking drove me wild. Now you're gonna get on the floor on your knees, and I'm gonna put one foot on this chair, and you're gonna eat my pussy like your life depends on it, okay? Good boy. Now get on your knees. Come here. I'm gonna fuck this face. Oh, God, that's good. Oh, sweet thing. Didn't you miss this? Didn't you miss my taste? I sure miss yours. Oh, it's nice, right? You could have this every day, you know. You just need to fucking behave. It's really not that hard. Not as hard as you are anyway. But you really could. I need you to cooperate. And then we can be like this forever, ever and ever and ever. I'm already so close. You've gotten me so fucking worked up by doing this. Just seeing you stroke your beautiful cock is enough for me. See how much I missed you? See how much you mean to me? Don't you see how much I love you? Oh, fuck. You're gonna make me come. Shit. Keep going. Show me how much you fucking need me. How much you need to hear good boy. Show me with your tongue, baby. Please. Please make me come. Just stay right there. Not faster. Not harder. Not slower. Fuck. Yes, good boy for listening. I'm gonna come. Coming. Fuck. Good boy. Someone really is learning just how to show love, aren't they? Oh, I don't think you're gonna be in this cage for very long. Wow. You're already hard again. Jesus. Well, color me impressed, baby. Well, since your cock's already dribbling pre-cum just from making me orgasm, I think we should take advantage of that. Get back on the chair. I'm gonna sit my ass right down on this cock, and you're not allowed to grab my hips. If you can't keep your hands to yourself, I'll take them away. Understand? Good boy. Oh, fuck yes. There it is. It's been so long. I thought your mouth was good. No, I've missed this. I've missed you. Are you really just gonna give this up? Oh my god. You're perfect. I love you. I love you. I love you so much. I love you. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I love you. Fuck, you're getting close. toes, aren't you? Good boy for not touching. Now, as a reward, fuck, yes, I'm gonna let you grab my hips and fuck me as hard as you can till you come. Would my good boy like that? Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Yes. You really do want to come, don't you? Don't hold back, baby. Give it all to me. I need it. Please give it to me. Please come deep inside me. Fill me up, please. Oh, fuck. Yes, fucking good. What a good boy. Yes, I can feel you filling me up. God, oh, fuck. It's leaking out all over your paws. Oh, that's so fucking hot. God. That was some of the hottest sex we've ever had. What do you think? Someone's quiet all of a sudden. Aww. Do you feel embarrassed that you came harder than you've ever come in your life? What a sweet, stupid boy you are. Do you know why this felt so good, baby? Because you're finally giving in and accepting the love that you deserve. But that pesky little brain of yours keeps telling you that you're not allowed to enjoy a love like this. And that's why we're here. I'm gonna be here as often as I can. Once a day at least. And we're gonna break down that little stubborn mind of yours. I'm going to mind break you, baby. I'm gonna break into a million little pieces and we're gonna put it all back together as fast as we can so you can finally be happy again. Oh, you want a hug? Of course, baby, come here. There, baby. I'm here for you. I know growth is scary. Change is scary, but I'm not going anywhere. We're not going anywhere. I'm gonna be here with you through every step of your journey. Even when you don't know what's good for you, I'll be there to tell you it's gonna be okay. Shh. Hey, look into my eyes. I love you. It's gonna be okay. As long as you have me, you'll be okay. Good boy. Now, give me a kiss. I love you so much. Why don't you come lay down with me and put your head in my lap? There, baby. It's gonna be okay. I love you. As long as I love you, everything will be okay. Shh, just relax. I'm not going anywhere.